From Lake Wasota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
On a Thursday morning, you know what that means for tomorrow. Get your hashtag ready, get your photos ready for Dad Shirt Friday. We're going to make that a thing one way or the other. So Dad Shirt Friday tomorrow. You got a photo of your favorite dad shirt or your dad in a dad shirt or your own selfie. I don't know how quite we'll judge it. It's totally subjective, but I think we need to come up with the most dad-ish dad shirt. And we can, you know, define what that means to make it the most dad shirt, but we'll work on that. And you would send that photo or description to radio@upnorthnewswi.com.
Or tag them on Facebook and Twitter. You can use that hashtag and share it that way too.
Actually, that works great. Use that. Well, like I said, when I looked last week, there are very few hashtag Dad Shirt Friday tags out there, you know, anytime recently. So, you know, if we see it on there, we're going to assume it's, you know, because it's one of you. And thank you for being you. From the mailbag, Daniel Erickson writes, quote, "I feel sorry for Robin Voss. He sold his soul and the check bounced." Truer words might never have been spoken. Daniel, thank you for that note. Let's talk quirky Wisconsin, because in my never-ending quest to tell you what we're working on the website and in our newsletter, we received a nice freelance article about how, you know, Wisconsin does live up to its expectations for, you know, the lakes, the woods, the cows, the lively cities. But there are also some rather quirky and unexpected things that you'll find here, as you will, you know, in other places. So here are some that are listed in this article at upnorthnewswi.com. And we'll see if you've either been to them or if they trigger memories of other places that should be on a future list of quirky Wisconsin road trips. One I've heard of before, have never been to it, but it's Goats on the Roof in Sister Bay. At a Swedish family-owned restaurant, you'll find more than excellent, meatballs. You'll find goats up on the roof from the hooved ones at Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant in Door County. I still cannot believe that Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg has not come up with a cross-promotion effort for this, but I think you had to wait to see that. Would the goats work in back-to-back years in the park? They do. So I think some entrepreneur in Wausau, the time has come to be in touch with the folks at Al Johnson's and figure out how you can get goats on the roof of your restaurant before they come back next year to visit central Wisconsin.
Al Johnson's has been expanding over the number of years. They've got like an outdoor beer garden now. It's a great visit. My family goes up to Door County every single year for Labor Day weekend. And we usually almost always stop at Al Johnson's. We watched the Badger game there last year. It's a great setup, an outdoor venue, and the goats are always entertaining.
And there's still no goats on the menu, right? Because we've established that I'm not opposed to that. But
I don't believe, I would have to double check the
all
menu.
All right, probably not the best way to go. But you know, when I lived in the Caribbean for a time, there are always chickens in front of the KFC. There, you know, because the chickens just run wild, you'd find them there. So why you wouldn't, entertain the goats at a restaurant? I don't know. Again, the offer's still there. If anybody would like to lend me a goat or two for a little while, just to take care of my buckthorn problem, I would be so indebted. So again, very open for goats, either for invasive species purposes or dinner. Another quirky stop, of course, would be the world's largest six-pack in La Crosse. Any idea, Luke? I've got to think you've seen these in La Crosse at some point. The six-pack.
I have not. I didn't know this existed out there.
Oh, okay. It is. It's simply six big tanks that are outside the old G. Heinemann Brewery, and so they were painted to look like a six-pack of old style. So the old style cans were there for many years. But then the brewery was eventually sold. The tanks were repainted white, but it didn't take a lot of squinting to still see the logo underneath. The new owners eventually realized that beer cans make for a better draw. So they placed new labels wallpapered onto the tanks bearing the logo of La Crosse Lager. And the facility still offers tours, and the six pack still makes a great photo opportunity when you're there. Speaking of things that you may not be aware of, and not to not to bring great shame and embarrassment to my wife, but she's from Manitowoc County. And when I told her about this next one, she did not know this existed. The Sputnik crash site in Manitowoc. Manitowoc was placed on the space age map in September of 1962, before either of us were born, when a piece of Sputnik 4 crash landed downtown. It had been up in space for about 2 years, but the Russians failed in their effort to guide it back home. So a 20-pound chunk of metal escaped and crash landed right in front of the art gallery that it now calls home. So that's the Rar West Art Museum. There is a replica of Sputnik there. Visitors can also see the exact spot where a brass ring was placed. And apparently, in September, the town celebrates Sputnik Fest. And this year, the extravaganza will be set for September 10th. And I have to say, I've been married to somebody from there for, 35 years and had never heard about this until this article came in. I had to go and verify it just to make sure. Mine would be Skylab. A lot of people don't remember Skylab anymore, but I remember when that first space station came down. And, that was the first time something that big was, plummeting from the heavens. And it was a real concern, worldwide, where this thing was going to go. I mean, again, this is pre-Bruce Willis. We couldn't send him up, take that out with what's his face? Who was in there with Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't send them up. So we all watched and watched it come down. You've heard of the House on the Rock in Fountain City. There's the rock in the house, much in the same vein of crash landings. So in this one, the title really tells you all you need to know. In 1995, a 55-ton boulder rolled down a hill and crashed into the house's master bedroom. And the boulder remains there today because why in God's name would you try to move a 55-ton boulder if you don't have to? And if you're a local realtor, you can simply purchase the damaged house and now run a very unique open house. It's open April through October daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Let's see. We got time for one more here. Oh, the Mustard Museum in Middleton. Again, one of our early stories at Up North News. The National Mustard Museum is in Middleton. And they are very serious about their mustard. When COVID was first hitting in April of 2020, the staff took great precautions, but had to make sure that the annual worldwide mustard competition could still go on. Again, mustard, not necessarily my thing, but you're from that area, Luke. So I'm guessing maybe you've seen it or even stopped in.
Yeah, Barry was just celebrating National Mustard Day last Saturday. So the museum was doing some promotion here on Devil Radio in Madison, and they had National Mustard Day. They shut down a street in Middleton and everything. It was a blast. Mustard flavored ice cream. And
stop. Now I got to fill the coffee cup and, get rid of that taste in my mouth. State Representative Evan Goyke is going to help us talk about legislative races coming up next. You're Up North.